Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's a Hall of Famer, an eight-time Pro Bowler, and you can catch him now as a host on SiriusXM Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Lofton80. It's James Lofton with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. James, thank you so much for your time this morning. We greatly appreciate it. When you reach the end of July each summer, do you ever get that itch? Do you ever get that itch for how much you miss the game to get back out there in training camp for those two-a-days?
You know what? It's funny. For the last 40 years, my schedule has been about the same. I have an off season, and then I have a season. So it's not the itch of getting out there and doing it. Now it's getting out there and talking about it.
Well, Coach, I think you're wrong. You'd be remiss. I was with you in San Diego. You're out there running routes still, practicing, getting the quarterbacks to throw to you, thinking you're still pretty in the face and slipping away. So you still had the itch, baby.
Well, part of that conditioning is to get ready to talk about it. You guys left off my biggest employer. I'm moving to CBS Television this fall. So that's going to be a lot of fun doing games, being on the road, interviewing players and all that. So that's going to be exciting again.
Congratulations on that, James. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Coach, that is friggin' an awesome feat. You have been always just a guy who continues to push your boundaries and continue to grow in the sports world. And I love you, appreciate you. Let's talk about a team, you know, that's close to you and dear to you. You coached there and you saw these guys play. You're with Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates. How good is San Diego this year, and how much do you think this move is going to hurt the LA Chargers?
Well, I don't know if the move will hurt. Some newness with a new coach coming in, a new environment to play in, a stadium that is compact, that will be packed every weekend, I think should be an asset for the Los Angeles Chargers. And you witnessed it. Anytime you have a quality quarterback, you have a chance to win football games. The San Diego Chargers last year had a chance to win a lot of games. They kind of faltered in the fourth quarter. A lot of injuries, and they're just hoping for a more optimistic outlook this year, moving to their new venue and moving up to Los Angeles.
It should be a wide-open AFC West with the Raiders and Chiefs obviously sharing the title at 12-4 last year. Chiefs win the tiebreaker. How much are expectations going to be weighing on those two teams, which may help L.A., the Chargers, be able to come up this year?
The funny thing, you know, we anoint teams during the offseason. We pick our favorites. We have teams that are more pleasing to the eye. And it's funny, the Kansas City Chiefs are not a team for some reason that is pleasing to the eye. We talk about Alex Smith as if he had bad breath and body odor and everything that was wrong with him. He's a great functional quarterback. He doesn't get enough credit for being able to do things right with his leg. He's careful with the football to a fault. And I think that's the biggest complaint that people have about is that he's not a gunslinger, that he doesn't toss the ball around in the bad spot. The last time I looked, Tom Brady doesn't throw the ball up for grabs very often either.
Hall of Famer James Lofton with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Year three of Amari Cooper's NFL career, he's looked very good through the first two seasons. Some are projecting year three to be the big breakout, even bigger numbers, perhaps 100 receptions. What do you see as the ceiling for Amari Cooper this year?
Well, he has great short area quickness at the line of scrimmage, fantastic moves. I would like to see him be a little bit more of a bully. Think about Steve Smith and the way that he played the game and that aggressiveness. Now, not a lot of guys can do that and maintain the mental focus. So maybe that's where you have to draw the line. You know, we watched Odell Beckham Jr. kind of have a couple of meltdowns when Josh Norman got inside his helmet. So you don't want that from Amari Cooper, but just a little more aggressiveness. And I'm just talking about it in subtle ways, and maybe Lo Neal understands what I mean. When you're playing against a tough opponent, you're not thinking, oh, we got to play the Steelers or we got to play the Patriots. No, they have to play us.
No question. I totally know what you mean. Coach, let's talk about also another part of this defense that we're talking about, the Raiders, that is, you know a guy, you coach with him, you know him well. Why was he brought in, and what will he give? What would he bring to Ken Norton? How would he help make this defense better? That's John Pagano.
I think any time that you are egoless, and if you've been around Ken Norton Jr., you know that he is egoless. He still has the mentality that he's one out of 53 guys in the locker room. And it's funny, I think that Jack Del Rio sees it the same way, Reggie McKenzie sees it the same way. So they're bringing in John Pagano as a fresh set of eyes to look at some of the things that they're doing, to scheme up 5 to 10% of the game plan and say, okay, if we tweak this way, I found that it works like this, because nobody's written the final essay on football. It's always evolving, always changing, and when you're open to that is when you are successful.
We've been talking a lot about distractions on this show, and particularly as it pertains to...
Don't make Lo Neal feel bad. He's not a distraction. He's part of the show.
Thanks, Coach.
I said it talking about distractions, not to distractions, although you should...
Oh, I see. I get it.
You should see him in here, James, the things he does during the breaks and whatnot. He's a constant distraction. I'm trying to be a professional over here, but I digest, as he likes to say. Ezekiel Elliott, the Dallas Cowboys, how do you think this gets resolved, and what would you do if you were Jerry Jones as far as trying to rein this player in?
Well, I saw where Ezekiel Elliott rushed for 1,600 yards in 15 games last year, so you kind of just roll with it, and you hope that somebody who's in the spotlight, the way that he's in the spotlight around town, just stays out of trouble. When you're 22, 23 years old, and you enjoy going out, there are going to be a lot of people who are going to want to poke the tiger, so to speak. And so you just have to be careful. He needs that little entourage around him, but he doesn't need that entourage to get all fired up around him either.
Hall of Famer James Lofton with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. The 49ers open camp tomorrow. Rookies and veterans will report. First year under general manager John Lynch and head coach Kyle Shanahan. Matt Ryan recently was quite critical of Shanahan's play calling during the second half of the Super Bowl, saying it was taking too long to get the plays in from the sideline. Forget about all that for a second. Shanahan's offense, what it requires, and what the 49ers currently have. How long do you see this team needing to get up to speed in terms of the right personnel for the coach's system?
Years ago, and I'm going to go back to a name that maybe most of the callers don't remember, John McKay, who came from the University of Southern California, went down to coach the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their inaugural campaign as they start out into the NFL. And one of the reporters asked him, what kind of plan do you have? He says, well, I got a 5-year plan. And the reporter says, well, why do you have a 5-year plan? He said, because I have a 5-year contract. So this plan in San Francisco will take a while. Maybe it's a 2-year plan. Maybe it's a 3-year plan. Maybe it's a 4-year plan. We'll know it when we see it. When Jim Harbaugh went there, nobody was under the guise that, oh, he's going to turn this thing around in 1 year, 2 years. But he was able to do it. So turnarounds, yes, they do happen. Sustaining a turnaround is even tougher, though.
Coach, last question. You look around the league and you look at an aging Carson Palmer, 37 years old, you know, doesn't know if he's going to stay up upright. You look at an Andrew Luck, who's kind of injury prone, takes a lot of big shots. Look
hey,
at the,
easy on the Stanford guys.
I know, but you look around, and does that make you say, godly, Colin Kaepernick is a guy should be, and still, do you think he has a chance of being a backup in this league?
The tough thing about being a marquee starter in the National Football League, when you fall off that perch, where do you kind of fit in? And Colin Kaepernick is going through it. RG3 is going through it. They were unique quarterbacks. Everybody marveled at their athletic ability when they came into the league. And then what happens when you are deemed as a backup or you're deemed as damaged goods on the football field, people start to whittle away at things that you don't do well. Like if you you really didn't get released. You just went from team to team as a free agent, Lo Neal. But if somebody said, gee, his arms aren't real long, and then somebody else in the building said, you know what, I wish he had longer arms.
Wow.
And they go, but you're overlooking all the great things that he does. Lo Neal's long arms keep him from having to pay the tab most of the time when he goes out.
That is tremendous stuff. Hall of Famer, 8-time Pro Bowler. Catch him as a host on SiriusXM Radio on Twitter at Lofton80. And he's coming to CBS Sports this fall. It's James Lofton with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thank you so much for your time, James. It was a tremendous interview, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Thanks, and Low Neil, I will see you next week. All right, buddy.
I will see you at the Hall of Fame, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.